This is Veterans Yale University here today. Gospel of God's salvation. Grace of God that sets man free. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Is the assurance that God gives us that is Lord. It's the grace of God, of course, and the grace of God alone that brings salvation. By grace are ye saved, none of yourselves, it's the gift of God, the Bible says. But of course, prior to that, it tells us, you know, that the state that we are in, you know, naturally speaking, as a born into this world, conceived, you know, in your mother's womb, that moment, when you were conceived, that's where life began, contrary, of course, to the murdering abortionists. Life begins at the moment of conception, and that's where your sin life begins too. It's called original sin. You know, you get it from your parents, they got it from their parents, all the way back to Adam, the first man, the first woman, Adam and Eve. So sin, you see, is passed on, the disease is passed on by natural generation, all the way down the line, right to the last man born into this world, conceived in sin, born in sin, live in sin, die in sin, but of course that is for the grace of God. Through the gospel that I bring to you here this afternoon at Yale University. So here you are, natural born sinners, here you are with a sin nature in you, in a state and a condition, God says, of death. Dead in your trespasses and sins. And out of those sinful natures comes, well, quite naturally, sin. That's why you sin, you know, because you're a sinner by nature. You know, a dog, it barks, that's its nature. And men and women, what do? They sin, because that's their nature. That's how you come into the world. Shapen, says God, formed in iniquity and lawlessness, and living in lawlessness out of those sinful natures that you got from your parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve. So here, this afternoon here, the gospel that makes sinners alive, that breathes life into the souls of dead sinners and makes them alive, the only way that you can ever come to experience life. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says Jesus. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Only through Jesus Christ can you ever experience life. Until then you remain as you were conceived, as you were born, as you come into the world in a state of death. And if you never do, by the grace of God, connect by faith with Jesus Christ, you will never experience life. You'll go out of this world one day in that state of death, and it will become everlasting. It will become eternal. So out of those simple natures, what do you get? Well, the Bible says, walking to the course of this world. The course of this world, the wisdom of this world. The wisdom of this world, where does it lead to? It always leads to nothing. Can't you see that? I mean, you're supposed to be clever. You're supposed to be the smart guy. You know, can't you see it? The wisdom of this world, it never goes nowhere. It just goes round and round in circles. Let me tell you, they're going to build a greater America. They're going to build a greater world. They're going to cure all the problems of mankind. But they never do. They never do. The wisdom of this world, the wisdom of Yale University, it goes nowhere. The wisdom, the course of this world, it just leads to death. It's appointed unto man, divinely appointed unto man, once to die, after that the judgment. So all your cleverness, it doesn't lead to godliness. It doesn't lead to life. It doesn't lead to eternal salvation. The course of this world, that's the way that you're walking, according to the course and according to the wisdom of this world. It leads to nothing, it leads to nowhere. It leads to brokenness. It leads to more and more sin, because that's the world. The world, the whole world, the Bible says, lies under the influence, under the sway of the wicked one, the prince of the power of the air. Under the sway of the devil, the powers of darkness, the forces of evil. That's the world in which you live, and the world whose course you walk according to is under the sway of the devil, the evil one. So, you see, that just leads to more and more darkness. But that's your nature. Yes, sir.
Can you be quiet?
No, sir. No, hell will freeze over first, sir. Hell will freeze over first before I'll be quiet. I got a gospel to preach. I got good news for you, Will. I got learning for you. I come here to educate you, Yale. I come here to teach you what the course of this world. I come here to bring wisdom to you, the wisdom that Yale University can't give to you, can't impart to you. It can only teach you the same nonsense that you already had before you came to Yale. You already knew the stuff. You already knew the stuff that they're teaching you. The stuff of this world, the course of this world, the wisdom of this world. You already knew it before you came to Yale University. And here you are, your parents are spending $60,000 a year. Your parents are spending $60,000 a year to educate you in what you already knew, the wisdom of this world. You were born into it. You were conceived by it. You were born into it, and you walked in it all the days of your life until this time. I'm here to impart to you the wisdom of God that's in the gospel, the wisdom of God that leads unto salvation, that leads to godliness, righteousness, and wholesomeness. You don't get that from a university. You don't get that from dead professors. They're as dead as you are. What can they impart to you? What can they teach you? What can they tell you? They're as dead as you are. Not a little bit dead, not a big bit dead, totally, completely dead in your trespasses and sins. Your professors, those that are teaching you, they've not even been round the block once, and neither have you. You come at us, you argue against us. Hey, the truth cannot be robbed of its power. The truth remains forever. My word, says God, the truth, my word, abides forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall abide forever. The truth cannot be robbed of its power. The truth will stand when you're long gone out of this world. Hear me. You walk in the course of this world, and that's the course that ends in death every time. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death, death, death. You live in death. Death trolls you. It stalks you every single day. It hangs over you. No matter what you achieve, you get a PhD, you get a doctorate here at Yale, death still hangs over you. It spoils everything. It spoils everything that you do, every achievement that you make in the course of this world. I tell you, death is hanging over you. That's the end of you, and you know it. You know, that's why people turn to drugs, that's why they turn to alcohol, why they turn to all kinds of immorality. seeking to escape from death, but you can't because it's in your very nature. You are conceived, you were born into a state of death, dead in your trespasses and sins. Only Jesus Christ can make you alive. Only when you connect with Christ by faith, only then do you get life. Life is in Christ and in no other. I am the resurrection and the life, says Jesus. He's the one that gives life from the dead, from death. He defeated death. He conquered sin and death and hell by His death on the cross. And only He can breathe life into your soul. Until then, you walk the course. You walk according to the course of this world. And the way of this world leads to death every single time. That's why you've only got one life, and that's why you cling to it. That's why you get injections against COVID. That's why you wear masks. Why? Because you're frightened to death of dying. The king of terrors is stalking you. That's why you wear masks, because you've only got one life and you're clinging to it by your fingernails. But it's coming to an end. You're going to die and go out of this world and stand before God in judgment. So when you've got another life, when Jesus gives you eternal life, no longer are you afraid of death. You can live without masks and you can live without injections. You can live free of the fear of death. Jesus came to save us from that. Save you from that. My sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they no longer walk according to the course of this world. Then they walk according to the course that Jesus Christ appoints for them. Eternal life now and eternal life to come. But that's your natural state and condition. You quite naturally walk according to the course of this world. What's the course of this world? Well, the culture that you're living according to. According to the culture vultures. You know, the woke stuff, you know. The transgenderism, the insanity of that stuff. That's the course of this world. That's how you walk. The homosexuality, that which is unnatural. God made a male and female for a reason. Why? To propagate the world's humanity. But you walk according to the course of this world. That's homosexuality. That's sodomy and lesbianism. That's the course of this world. That's how you walk, according to what the culture vultures feed you in your university and in your country. Jesus Christ came to set you free from the culture vultures. He came to set you free from the wokeism. He came to set you free from the world. He came to set you free from that sin nature that walks according to the course of this world, to cancel and break the power of the course of this world, set you free from it, liberate you. And the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Lord Jesus Christ, there is liberty. And there only, nowhere else. Born of the Spirit of God, ye must be born again. Until then, you walk according to the course of this world. Ye must be born again, except a man be born again. He cannot see, he cannot understand, he cannot perceive the kingdom of God. It's a mystery to you, it's a fairy tale to you. That's why you go by sneering and laughing and mocking. We get it, we were once blind, we were once stupid like you. That's your natural state and condition. You do what comes natural to you. You get bad heads, bad hearts. And you got bad records. You need to be found sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in your right mind. need your heart fixed and given a new heart, heart of stone taken out of you, given a heart of flesh, given a heart and a mind that understands the kingdom of God. He must be born again. Except a man be born again, cannot see the kingdom of God. Until then you walk according to the course of this world, you'll never do anything else. And that finishes not just in death, that ends in everlasting eternal damnation. That's what awaits you, that's the end of your course, eternal damnation. Flee the wrath to come, flee the present wrath of God that lies over you, hangs over you like the sword of Damocles, waiting to fall upon you at any divinely appointed moment, and sweep you out of this world into eternal damnation, into the flames of hell that ascend up, where the torment arises up forever and ever. That's the end of the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, held in the snare of the devil, captivated. You know why the devil has power over you? Because you've got sin. He had no power over the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ had no sin. If you had no sin, death would have no power over you. If you had no sin, the devil would have no power over you. You wouldn't be held in his sway. But you are held in his sway. You're captivated because he's got something over you. Condemnation, sin, to a man, to a woman. See, if you weren't a sinner as you claim to be, you would never die. And the only way you'll ever prove to me that you're not a sinner is by not dying. But sin, death, the devil, Satan, has great power over you, because you're a sinner just like all other men. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none good, there's none that doeth good, says God. No, not one. Not a single one. And so therefore, under the power of sin, and under the power of the prince of the air, Satan the devil, in his captive to him, in his snare, and there's only one person who can liberate you, only one person who can set you free. Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood on that cross to break and cancel the power and set the captives free. What Jesus said he came for. I came to set the captives free. Came to give eyesight to the blind. Come to release the oppressed, he said. One class of people that Jesus never had anything to say to, the self-righteous. You self-righteous today? You self-righteous today. You too good to be saved. You too clever. You too smart to be saved. You think you're smarter than God. Then Jesus has got nothing for you. Jesus has got nothing to say to you. You just carry on walking by, because Jesus never ever had anything to say to the self-righteous. But you're a sinner. You're a sinner like me, you're a sinner like the rest of the human race. And I got good news for you. You can be liberated, you can be set free. Jesus came to set the captive free. He came to give eyesight to the blind. He came to release the oppressed. He came to give righteousness to sinners. He died. He, Jesus, who knew no sin, he was made sin. He was made sin so that sinners like you and I might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's the only way you can ever be righteous in the eyes of God, not yourself. Your righteousness, as God says, are like filthy rags. Filthy rags, Yael. Menstrual cloth. That's your righteousness. That's your very best efforts, Yael. Filthy rags, menstrual cloth in the sight of God. the righteousness that you need to stand before God in that day with confidence is the righteousness of Christ. And the righteousness of Christ is reckoned to sinners by faith and by faith alone in Christ and Christ alone. Grace alone, Christ alone, faith alone, apart from works, any works of yours or mine. Damnable Roman Catholic doctrine will send you to hell. Damnable good works of religion, the Islamic kind, the Romish kind, damnable doctrine that will damn you to hell because you cannot be saved. Your good works, your imaginary good works are tainted with sin, spoiled by sin, and so therefore unacceptable to God. Grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, apart from any works of yours, mine, or anybody else's. Until then, until Christ sets you free, you're a captive to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now works in the world. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That's what you are, you see. That's what you are by nature. That's the spirit that you've got in you. The spirit of disobedience. And so you're a child of disobedience. That spirit works in you. And what does it work in you? It works disobedience in you. Disobedience to the commands of God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. So you make yourself, you imagine gods. You worship imaginary gods. The gods of Islam, the gods of Mecca, the gods of Rome, the God of self. God says, thou shalt have no other gods before me, but you're a child of disobedience because you've got the spirit of disobedience in you. And so you walk contrary to God's commandments. You're a child of disobedience. And that will lead you to hell. That will lead you to damnation. God says, thou shalt not kill. But you're a child of disobedience. So what do? You kill the unborn. You slaughter the unborn. You rip children. You rip children from their mother's wombs. And you slaughter them on the altar of your sexual promiscuity. Because you're a child of disobedience. So you do disobedience. That's the spirit that works in you. So you kill by means of abortion. You kill by means of euthanasia. You kill by means of violence and drugs. Killing, killing, killing. God says, they that hate me love death. And that's you. That's the United States of America today. You've got a love affair going with death because you're children of disobedience. That's the spirit that works in you. Because you've got the spirit of disobedience in you. Children of disobedience. You walk contrary to God's commandments. That's why you do the homosexuality. God says, thou shalt not commit adultery. That covers every form of sexual immorality and sexual deviance known to man. And then some more. That's why you do the sodomy and lesbianism. That's why you do the transgenderism. That's why you do the fornicating, sex outside of marriage. That's why you trash God's institution of marriage. You can't do any other. It's the spirit that works in you. The spirit of disobedience. You're children of disobedience. And unless God inhabits you by His Spirit, unless by the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, He drives the spirit of disobedience out of you and puts God's Spirit within you, you'll remain a child of disobedience and a child of wrath, under the wrath of God, under the wrath of Almighty God. That's you now, because you're a child of disobedience, you're a child of wrath, And what do? Well, you follow after your own lust. You're like brute beasts. You're like animals. You know, the animal wakes up in the morning, and what does it want? It wants feeding, eh? It wants his belly feeding, like, you know? And that's you, you're waking up in the morning. What will I eat? What will I eat today? What will I wear? And that's all you ever think about. What will I wear? What will I eat? What will I fill my belly with today? Why? Because you got no spiritual dimension. You got no spiritual life in you. You haven't got the Spirit of God in you. That's why Jesus says you must be born again. Not physically. Born again of the Spirit of God. Baptized in the Holy Ghost and with fire. See, you can be religious, like the dude walking across the road. Hey, sir. Hey, sir, you with the dog collar on. Hey, you got... Hey, sir, never mind, turn away from me. Huh? Hey, you got the life of God in you, sir? That dog collar you're wearing, you got the life of God in you, sir? Huh? See, that's what Jesus means when he says you must be born again. You need to get the life of God into your soul. The Spirit of God into your soul. You need to get the love of God into your heart. And only God by His Spirit can do that to you by the preaching of my gospel. Until then, you walk the course of this world. Until then, you're under the sway of the prince of the power of the air. Until then, you're a child of disobedience. And fit for nothing but eternal flames, nothing but the fires of hell. But Jesus came in the immensity of the love of God, in the immensity of God's love, sending His Son into the world that such people might be rescued, might be delivered from such an appalling, damnable state and condition as you're in today here at Yale University. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You're nothing, Yale. You're nothing. You might have some kind of intellect, but what do you do with that? Even that, a God-given gift of intellect, even that, you use it in the service of sin and Satan the devil. Oh, God grant you repentance. God grant you faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. Only by the power of the blood of Christ can you be delivered. Only by the name of Jesus Christ. Only in that name is salvation found. Jesus Christ, in the love of God, sent into the world to die on that cross, to take the curse, take the wrath of God upon Himself, to deliver men and women from sin and death and hell, to grant them eternal life. My sheep, He said, not the goats. The goats are stone deaf to God. My sheep, says Jesus, they hear my voice. They hear His voice today, yeah. Can you hear the voice of the shepherd? Can you hear the voice of Jesus? Can you hear the voice of the Savior? My sheep hear my voice, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, but not the goats. The goats walk according to the course of this world. The goats are captive by the devil. The goats are children of disobedience. May God grant you obedience to Him. May God grant you salvation, repentance. Repentance towards God. It's God that you need saving from. It's God that you've offended. It's God's love that you've offended. It's God's law that you've broken. It's God that you need saving from. May God grant you repentance towards Himself and faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. Because nothing else will save you. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Jesus Christ said, repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. But here you are, you cannot repent, you cannot obey, you cannot do what God commands of you, because you're impotent, you're powerless, you're trapped, you're in chains, you're in bondage, you're in sin. God must give it to you in His grace, and unless He does, I tell you, you will die in your sin. Salvation is not by works. Salvation is not by anything that you do. By grace are ye saved. By grace and grace alone, God must give it to you. And if He doesn't give it to you, you're lost now, and one day you'll be lost forever. I urge you to call. I urge you to cry out to Him. I urge you today, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought, and let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, abundantly pardon. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the rest shall be added unto you. I urge you, I command you, God commands you, repent ye and believe the gospel. You want a gospel, you want a New Testament, you want a Bible to read, gladly, gladly give you one. Read the Word of God, meditate upon the truth, upon the person of God's Son, Jesus Christ. See what a wonderful, see what a lovely Savior He is. See how He can save to the uttermost all those that come to God by Him. Call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Got a heart, got the will, got the desire, then call today upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Yale. Command of Jesus, the command of the King of Kings. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Yale. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And that's the only way you can enter God's kingdom, in the way of repentance and faith towards God and His Son Jesus Christ. He's a Savior, glorious, powerful, majestic. Before His name one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, yours as well, that Jesus Christ is Lord. In that day He'll be your Savior or your judge. Which will it be, Yale? Today, bow the knee, raise the white flag in surrendering to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Today, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. May God bless you, Yale, and have mercy, mercy, I say, upon your precious, precious, never dying souls.